This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 175 for Wednesday, December 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, hitting fresh six-month lows as bearish technical signals had speculators adding to their large short positions. Canola down 7 to nearly $10, January down $9.40 at $656.20 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil contributed to the weakness in canola, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also down on the day. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar was another bearish influence. However, canola was making some attempts at correcting higher amid ideas the losses are looking overdone. Scaled-down end-user demand bargain hunting was also supportive. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Solid export demand kept wheat well-supported as China made another large flash purchase of U.S. soft red winter wheat for the third day in a row. With the 372,000 tons of business announced this morning, China has bought roughly 1 million tons of U.S. wheat in just 3 days. The Chicago contract up 5 cents in March at $6.36 per bushel, but Kansas City backing away from earlier gains down a half cent now in March at $6.62 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat holding steady in the March contract at $7.39 per bushel. Traders aren't expecting any major changes in the wheat numbers in Friday's USDA supply-demand report, with pre-report guesses only calling for small adjustments in ending stocks. Soybeans, they are weaker, with losses in palm oil and crude oil weighing on the market. The January contract down 6 cents, dipping below the $13 mark at $12.99 per bushel. Malaysian palm oil was down sharply overnight as a slowdown in exports and resulting buildup in supplies weighed on that market. The selling pressure spilled into other oilseeds, including soybeans. Uncertain production prospects out of South America are keeping some caution in the soybean market, though, given the mixed weather forecasts out of Brazil. Traders will be watching Friday's monthly USDA supply-demand report to see the government agency's latest calls on production out of Brazil and Argentina. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 136,000 tons of soybeans to China, providing some support. Corn, meanwhile, is being pulled down by the losses in soybeans, although the gains in wheat were somewhat supportive. March corn down 3 cents at $4.89 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.